And I'm now joined on the line by Elsa Jones, nutritionist and Celtic Pure Irish Spring Water Hinderfruit Ambassador. Good afternoon. How are you, Elsa?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. Thank you for talking to us today. Now, at Celtic Pure Irish Spring Water, you've actually brought out a recent report suggesting that, we're not drinking enough water. Well, our kids aren't anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. And I'm sure most parents will kind of relate to it anyway. It's hard to get water into children. And certainly the research that was conducted by Celtic Pure did show that, you know, almost half of parents aren't actually aware of how much water their kids should be drinking in a day. So really, age between 4 and 9, a child should be taking in close to 1 litre of water a day.
1 litre?
Now, some of that can come through fruits and vegetables, but in order to kind of get close to that amount, they'd want to be consuming at least 500 mils of water throughout the school day.
Quite, yeah.
Which, as we know, it can be tricky to get into children because often they don't like the taste of plain water. So that is where it can be useful to use flavoured water. So, as you mentioned, Celtic Pure Irish Spring Water, they've just brought out a new range with a hint of fruit. But what's very unique about these flavoured waters is that they're sugar-free and contain no artificial sweeteners, which is actually quite unique.
Now, most, I guess most flavoured waters or drinks for that matter, you know, they do contain a hell of a lot of sugars. And if it's not fructose, it's usually something else, like a cane sugar or agave syrup or some kind of corn syrups. So you saying Celtic Spring don't do that?
No, they have no added sugars whatsoever and no artificial sweeteners. So with kids, you know, they tend to veer towards either fruit juices or squashes or kind of fruit
of course, yeah.
drinks. And either fruit juices can be high in naturally occurring sugars, you know, mainly in the form of fructose. And if you're kind of continuously drinking large volumes of fruit juices most days, like going to school, it can have an effect on a child's teeth. It can cause blood sugar fluctuations. And then, of course, drinking too much juices in the diet or any form of sugar can actually lead to weight gain as well. So whilst we do encourage children to eat plenty of fresh fruit and vegetables, I would encourage you to steer your children towards whole fruit. So in other words, to eat an apple or an orange as opposed to apple juice, orange juice. And maybe just make, you know, the likes of having a glass of fruit juice or squash more of a treat, so for example, maybe more of a weekend thing, and then encourage water during the school week.
Absolutely. Everything in moderation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, are parents aware of the difference between maybe a fruit sugar and an added sugar in drinks?
Probably not as aware as we should be. I mean, for example, what's often referred to as free sugar or added sugar tend to be sugar that's added into a food or a drink by the food manufacturer or by the cook or by the consumer. Whereas naturally occurring sugars occur naturally in nature, in fruit, in mm-hmm. vegetables, in legumes, in nuts, in dairy products. And we don't need to be, it's not like we need to totally steer away from naturally occurring sugars. Like, for example, there is naturally occurring sugar in the form of lactose in milk and in the form of fructose in fruit. We just need to be mindful of things like fruit juices and syrups, that we don't overdo them.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, parents do need to take the initiative here as well and make themselves aware of what is and what isn't good for their children.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're trying to do here yeah. with this campaign with Celtic Pure. It's just to make parents more aware that, you know, whilst we put an awful lot of emphasis on nutrition when it comes to children and school lunchboxes, perhaps we should also put a little bit of focus on how important it is to stay hydrated, because even a 1% drop in hydration can negatively affect a child's mood,
absolutely,
concentration, their memory. And, you know, by the time you actually feel thirsty, you are dehydrated. And I'm sure so many parents have been in a situation where the lunchbox and the beaker have come home at the end of the day and you realise they've only taken a few sips of water. So we really do need to encourage our children to drink more water throughout the school day.
Indeed, yeah. And I mean, it's surprising because over the past, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years, there's been a lot of stuff on the news about, particularly in the States, whereby they have companies like Coca-Cola and whoever, Fanta, etc., with vending machines in schools, which has led to obesity in the States and major dental problems as well among children. And we don't need that here.
We don't. And unfortunately, you know, the reality is that we're heading that way. I mean, in terms of the statistics, you know, we are actually in the midst of an obesity epidemic, and it does apply to children as well. So I really would encourage parents to just check labels on foods and drinks, just so you have an awareness of what's contained in the foods and drinks that your child is consuming. So sometimes, you know, seemingly healthy foods and drinks aren't quite so when you actually check the labels.
Indeed.
You need to watch out for sugar content, because that's a big factor. So, for example, a really useful thing for parents to remember if they want to know how much sugar is contained in a food or drink is that 1 teaspoon of sugar weighs 4 grams. So, for example, if you picked up a granola bar or a cereal bar and you saw that it contained 16 grams of sugar per bar, divide by 4 and that'll give you the amount of teaspoons, in this case, 4 teaspoons.
Yeah.
So at least then you can kind of make an informed choice, but also do be aware that sometimes things can be labelled as no added sugar, but they may also put in artificial sweeteners there. And I don't encourage children to consume artificial sweeteners because it can actually encourage a sweet tooth, because artificial sweeteners, I don't know if you've ever noticed, they taste that bit sweeter.
They do, yep.
Than sugar.
Like aspartame.
Yeah, and they can actually encourage a sweet tooth in children, lead to a cycle of them craving more and more. So, listen, all children are going to like to have a treat now and again. I don't think there's anything wrong with a child having a sweet treat. I'm not saying children should go sugar-free, but what I am saying is that parents need to be mindful of hidden sugars that are contained in seemingly healthy foods that we often put in the lunchbox and drinks, thinking that we're doing the right thing.
So what advice would you give and recommendations for school lunchboxes, which can be a pain in the neck for many parents?
Yeah, well, my little boy has actually just started school, so it's a whole new thing for me now, getting the lunchboxes ready in the morning. So I think sometimes simple swaps to the lunchbox, you know, can make a good difference. So, for example, maybe swapping a fruit juice for a plain water or fruit-flavoured water. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go for a sandwich, choose a whole grain bread, so you want at least 2 grams of fibre per slice. Look at getting some quality protein into the sandwich, so maybe a slice of chicken, turkey, ham off the bone, hard-boiled egg, cheese. Try not to get stuck into the ham sandwich rut every day.
Not quite, yeah. Yeah.
And then where possible, even if you can get small amounts of fruit and vegetables, so for example, maybe small thin slices of cucumber or little cherry tomatoes, pack at least one, if not two, portions of fruit in the box, because if a child's going to get their 5 a day of fruit and veg, they need to be getting a little bit in throughout the school day, because otherwise, you know, you're never going to make
it. You're never going to get it in there. No.
In the evening. So lots of colour. One thing I found with children is they like that whole, have you ever heard of the 5 a day, the rainbow way?
No.
Encouraging children to have 5 different coloured fruit and vegetables.
Right.
So it's kind of just a bit, for young kids anyway, it's kind of a fun incentive, and it can be rewarded and incentivized in ways as well. So just encourage them to get lots of different colour into their diet, because kids, as you probably know, they're kind of veered towards the beige foods. So the more colour we can introduce at an early stage, the more likely it is that they'll keep that up as they grow up.
Absolutely, and that's what it's about. It's about educating the children in food and healthy food at a young age, and if that means educating the parents as well, then so be it.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Yep. No, it's fantastic, and I think it's a fantastic thing, and I, you know, I hope, obviously, you know, I mean, for the sake of the children as well, that the qualities do improve. Is there a responsibility here on some of the people that produce the drinks?
Yes, it is, and obviously, you know, since the sugar tax, there is obviously a lot of emphasis on trying to create drinks that still taste sweet, but yet don't have sugar added to them. But I think as parents, we need to watch out for what alternatives may be used. So, for example, You know, if sugar is taken out of a drink and it still tastes sweet, well, then you know they must have added something else in there. And
usually
it can be artificial sweeteners, which, as mentioned, aren't good for health. So I think steer away from the soft drinks. Go for the likes of flavoured water instead. At least, you know, it's pure water. We're going to get that hydration. It just will have maybe, you know, a hint of natural fruit flavour. There's no, you know, if you make sure you pick the right ones you want to go for, no added sugar, no artificial sweeteners. I think it's just really about parents getting a little bit savvier when it comes to just checking the labels. And then once you get into the habit, you'll get to know the brands that you like, and it makes it much easier then.
Indeed, absolutely. And I have no doubt that there must be an app out there somewhere that can actually tell you exactly how much sugar and or salt is in a product just by scanning it in a store. I'm sure there's something out there. There you go, there's one for you to look at.
Let each other know when we find it, but I'm sure there is.
Elsa, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. I wish you every success in the future.
Thank you.
Take care, and thanks for talking to us today.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. There you go, it was Elsa Jones there, and nutritionist, telling us all about healthy eating for children as well.